Dare to date. No, I'm not talking about Tinder, although master this pitch technique and you'll be setting all kinds of dates in your business and personal life. Is there a date attached to your pitch? A date gives a deadline that doesn't leave your communication open to the aggravating place known as limbo. Being too convenient can be a disadvantage to getting what you want. It may seem bold to suggest a date, but when you do, it tells the person whom you are pitching that you're not readily available, which makes it more appealing to lock something down. Once you start talking dates, you are on your way to the next step with your pitch. If you are too available by making statements like, "I'm available anytime," or "I'm here all month," you can very easily be filed to the bottom of someone's important but not urgent list. Before you pitch, look at your close. Is there a specific date and time attached? Offer up something even if it feels like a shot in the dark. The worst that can happen is someone tells you flat out no, they have no time, which is fine because you'll be in the same position you were in previously. But most likely what will happen is they will suggest another date, time, or place that works better for their busy schedule, because by talking dates, you now have them looking at their schedule, which in and of itself is a huge accomplishment. The pitch challenge today: unstick a stuck pitch. What have you pitched that you have not received an answer on? Go back and evaluate your close. Resend your pitch with a specific date, time, and place. And if emailing, add to the subject line of your message, "Please respond by X date." If you dare to date your pitch, you increase your priority to the person you are pitching while sending them a subtle message that your offer may not be available for much longer.